Good afternoon, everyone. Well, on Tuesday, the Aussie market underwhelmed. In fact, the ASX 200 fell by 34 points or close to 0.5% to 7,291. It must be said it was actually doing very little for most of the day until 2:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time came around. And that's exactly when the Reserve Bank decided to, well, actually came out with its very last decision of the year when it comes to interest rates. So the declines today, enough to wipe out yesterday's small improvements of around 0.33%. And it also comes following the US market, which did quite poorly last night. It was down by roughly 2%. So let's look at the Reserve Bank decision today. There were a few things at play here, which might seem confusing at first, but I'll try to explain this. So today the RBA, as widely expected, decided to raise interest rates by 0.25% or 25 basis points. And this takes the cash rate up to 3.1%. That cash rate is important for what many of us pay on home loans and what businesses and others also pay on their loans as well. Now, this was expected by 29 in 30 economists who were surveyed by Bloomberg. So that decision was not a surprise at all. It was always going to be between either no rate hike or a small rate hike. 0.5% was completely out of the question. So why did the Aussie market actually fall after it handed down this decision? It really came down to the one-page statement that the RBA always releases at the same time that it makes that decision. Now, the governor essentially did not make any changes that were really significant to this statement. Most economists were expecting that small rate hike, but they also thought that the RBA governor, the boss, would pave the way for potentially no more rate hikes ahead. This did not happen. Effectively, it was a carbon copy in the important parts of this statement, in particular in the very final paragraph, which is where the RBA generally tends to provide an outlook for what's ahead. So this disappointed the market, and it's a reason why we now think that we might get another rate hike in early February, which is when the RBA will meet next. Now, as far as what we saw on the market today, the banks and the miners both went in the same direction, and that was down. And when that happens, you tend to see the market, or the ASX 200 at least, finding it hard to actually buck the trend and improve. The reason is because the banks and resource stocks combined account for more than half of the whole share market. So that's the reason for that. We did see some other underperformers. Many of them were actually gold mining companies like St Barbara, which fell 8.8%, West Africa Resources, which fell 8.4%, Ramelius, which fell about 7.4%, and Novonix was down about 8.8% as well. So commodity prices in the past day, like oil, for example, and gold, fell quite heavily, and this had a bit to do with a stronger US dollar because of better economic news out of the US. So this might not seem to make sense at first, but at the moment when we're getting better economic news in the US, it's seen as a sign that the US economy is not slowing down and that could spell more rate hikes ahead. And next time the Federal Reserve is going to meet in the US is actually next week when we also get a key update on US inflation. They're both going to be super important for what we see in the tail end of this year. Elsewhere, some other underperformers included money manager Magellan, which was down about 3.5%. Yet another month of money outflows. Essentially, investors withdrew about $2.5 billion from the fund manager over the past month. The Bank of Queensland down slightly, not much movement, but it held its annual meeting today. And this is after the sudden departure of its chief executive last Monday. It already saw its share price falling about 5.5% when it made that surprise decision. So essentially, the executive chairman today said that he's going to step in temporarily. And essentially, the former CEO, which was only in the top job for about 3 years, didn't seem to be a good fit for the group. Elsewhere, some winners included Coronado Resources, which was up 2.5% today, one of the better performers, but this is after falling about 4% on Friday. So it did warn at the end of last week that because of plenty of bad weather and rain in Queensland, it's probably going to have a tough time producing as much coal as it would like this year. Having said this, Whitehaven Coal actually surged though by around 2.7%. It's had a volatile couple of days, but this is a stock that has essentially tripled since the start of this calendar year. Now, tomorrow we get a key update on economic growth in Australia, which will be really the last big thing to watch locally this week. And the Aussie dollar finally all over the place. It actually fell heavily when we had that stronger data out of the US last night. And then it ended up rising when we had the RBA's statement released today. So one Aussie buys roughly around 67.2 US cents. Have a great evening.